This is GQDN for Monday, August 26, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By The Knocking Next Door, which there's some working that's going on actually underneath the building, so I do apologize for that. But by SwiftEnergy.gg, go get those drink mixes. Use the promo code QUEST and get a good 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff, people. Go get those drink mixes. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there, especially after a 3-hour show. And by stackup.org, a great, great community. In today's news, we got a little bit of Steam, we got a lot of PlayStation, and a little bit of Atari news. But we will begin today with Nintendo Direct. And they announced it today that via GoNintendo.com, the Nintendo Direct Indie World will be tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 10 a.m. for me. It'll go for roughly 40 minutes. It will have a lot of presentations to it. Some we may have heard before, and some that we have not heard of yet. But due to some other reports that have been seen, this may be the last Nintendo Direct before the announcement of Switch 2. And I said, might be. Now, the Nintendo Direct Partner Showcase will be up on YouTube for the most part, and I believe Twitch and other streaming platforms. We will have the full results tomorrow, right here on GQDN. Now, speaking on Nintendo, according to GamesRadar.com, they were talking about the generative AI with Zelda, and that was Nintendo doing the talking. And that was the Tears of the Kingdom lead QA engineer, Takuma Iseo, and they were discussing the game's development pipeline at the Japan Computer Entertainment Development Conference, and that was translated by automation. Now, he did go into the amount of caves that was for the Tears of the Kingdom, and he wanted to optimize a lot of things, including the elements, but he did say, quote, "However, if we were to pursue this blindly, the game could potentially end up losing something valuable," end quote. So essentially, they did use AI for just the artwork, because that is what the Nintendo president, Shuntaro Furuka, did say earlier this year. Quote, "We have decades of know-how in creating optimal gaming experiences for our customers, and while we remain flexible in responding to technological developments, we hope to continue to deliver value that is unique to us and cannot be achieved through technology alone." So we shall see what happens with AI with Nintendo. And then there's Concord. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Concord is a sales flop. And right now, it is in league with both Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League and Redfall. So why is this a disaster? Well, part of it went to the price tag of $40, but it did fail to stand out in the similar games, which will include Overwatch 2, which is free to play, and that's where Concord was inspired by. And people are not seeing a justification for spending money on the game right now. Within the opening weekend, it even failed to hit 700 concurrent players on Steam. And Suicide Squad did have about 10,000 concurrent users at launch. People are not thrilled about the game, and the fact that they're not spending money on it does tell you why. Now, maybe we could see a new handheld. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that PlayStation might be looking into a new handheld. Well, that report essentially came from Tom Henderson, and that's where he was talking about PlayStation Portal's success, and he did talk about it on X, Twitter. So will Sony make a new handheld? Well, Javis on Twitter did say, quote, "Any chance of a dedicated PlayStation handheld?" And Tom Henderson did reply, "The PlayStation Portal was very successful, and they are paying very close attention to the current handheld market. We shall see." Now, There are some other PlayStation news, because according to PlayStation Lifestyle again, they're thinking that the PlayStation 5 Pro release date will be announced soon. But while they have not announced a release date, it was indeed a hot topic among the developers at Gamescom this year. But Sony did not have a PlayStation booth at the event. But for those that were in attendance, the people there was talking about the PlayStation 5 upgrade. Now, over the weekend, an Italian website called Multiplayer claimed that it spoke to a developer at Gamescom, and that developer let it slip that they were slowing down the game's development because of the PlayStation 5 Pro's release. And Sony did say that, not Sony, but the developer did say that they wanted to take advantage of the hardware at launch, then release a PlayStation 5 Pro patch later. Then, according to PlayStation Lifestyle, WCCF Tech said that they went to a different developer, and the developer did give them the PlayStation 5 specs to their game. So there's a little bit of a cooperation. Now, could the PlayStation 5 Pro official announcement come next month? Well, here in a few weeks? Well, that is expected. Shall see. But what is not a surprise, Steam has a lot of concurrent users. Hey, I'm one of them. According to BlueNews.com, they went over 37 million concurrent users. And that was over the weekend. Just a reference, on July 1st, Steam recorded 36,927,000 users. Now it's at 37,243,000 users. And Black Myth Wukong is a part of that record, because they're peaking over 2 million concurrent users. Good job to Steam. But if you want to take a seat, well, there's some stuff that Kotaku does have, because they're showing off a good seat right there. Mainly for the students, because they're showing a Corsair seat, which is valued about $500. Some headphones too, which is about $106 right now. It's on sale. The iLoud MTM MK2 speakers at about $800. And the PC, which is the Alienware Aurora R16, which is the Dell's first gaming desktop. And right now that's starting at $1,200. Price subject to change. So if you want some equipment, and maybe just to run this game, Atari did announce that Fatal Run 2089 is going to Switch in 2025, so next year. It is a vehicular combat game, and this is going to be on the Unreal Engine 5. It will have some arcade-style challenges and bosses to face up against. We shall see about that one. I bet Gulvin might try it. But only for your World of Warcraft fans. Happy launch day. Wowhead said that you want a Deathwing plushie? You can get one. They are up on the Blizzard store. Yes, they are. They are up on the Blizzard store for $30. 100% polyester. 10 inches tall. It's all good there. Today, a lot of people like me are going to be saying, sword? What sword? Oh boy. And I'll tell you all about it on the next weekly show. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.